Okay, we're in great controversy. Or no, we're in heavenly places. I don't know. Well, page 347. This is a different site we're using because the original one is down for some reason. It's the title is for today, November 20th, of course, but the title is God Gives the Increase. Amen and amen. And Psalm 126:6 says, He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And this is what I believe, that bringing in the sheaves, you know, that one song, based on this, I have no doubt. But, I'm going to let her go into this because it's I like the thoughts that are running through my mind now, but I think she's going to cover it rather well. It says, if our neighbors were perishing for bread, we would be thought very uncharitable. It's just weird the way she talks sometimes, but we would be thought very uncharitable if we did not supply their wants. There are those among us who have never had the Word of God brought to their minds or understanding. They are perishing for want of the bread of life, and it is not in us an expression of great selfishness when we keep these sacred truths to ourselves? And this is why some of us are going to end up in jail. Because there's people not only in jail that need to hear what we know, there's judges and clerks and police and all sorts of people in courtrooms that never read Bibles that need to hear what we have to say. And it's just like with Herod, who wanted to see Jesus and hope that he would do a miracle, and Pilate as well wanted to see him. They had their chance. Anyway, she goes on, Our Heavenly Father gives the rain, the dew, and the sunshine from heaven to refresh the flowers and to cause vegetation to spring up and flourish. But man has a part to act, to prepare the soil and to put the seeds into the ground in order to have a harvest. If he had folded his arms and said, I will let things take their course, God will give the harvest. He will give the sunshine and the rain from heaven, and I will take my ease. What kind of harvest would come? Man must cooperate with God and act his part in preparing the soil and in sowing the seed, and God will give the increase. This is really tearing at me a little bit because I have, many loved ones, not just kids, but that I send my daily updates to. Because I know they're, some of them don't go to the website, and so I email them. And it's kind of like I also use it as a fail-safe to double-check my grammar as well as spell check, because I do use a spell checker because I type too fast and some of the words get, like the last two letters get twisted, switched. And so before I send it off, I put it into Outlook and let Outlook do the spell check. And then if I find any boo-boos, I reset the feed. And if some of you actually use the feed app that I made, or just use the old-fashioned feed apps that you can get from for Windows, you might notice sometimes that the feed will change two or three times in the course of 2 or 3 minutes because I'm uploading, I'm re-uploading it. But I send these out because a lot of the people that are near and dear to me don't live near me. And it's not like I can go and just hang out with them and go visit and talk with them and share Christ with them. I instead send them the updates. And as a matter of fact, a couple of months ago, and let me just check now, and it was that I started doing this. Okay, let's just do the math. So, I've done this before, but not in this manner. So let me just see with this new method, the way I do it. I have been doing it for 3.19 years. it's 1,165 emails. Because I sent a copy to myself that I've sent out to people that are in the family and stuff like that. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain, and it's without getting all upset. But, some people just don't want to hear it. And the devil makes sure that they'll get as far from you as they can so they don't have to hear it. or they'll delete your emails or block you, as many of my siblings have done. But still, you got to try. You got to do what you can. And this is one of the reasons I continue to pray for the latter rain, as we all should. Because I'd like to have one last chance, face to face, but with the latter rain. Because whatever I'm trying now just don't seem to work with some of these people. And which shocks the daylights out of me, because I could talk to Joe Schmo on a street corner I never met before, and he'll believe the truth as it's written. But then Jesus did say, a prophet is not without honor except in his own land. And no, I'm not a prophet. What he means by that is, his own brothers didn't believe in him. And so a lot of times it has to do with how they see you and refuse to stop seeing you in that matter. You know, that's why all 10 of my siblings didn't want anything to do with me, because all they saw was some guy who used to hang out in biker bars and shoot stick. And then my kids, I guess, some of them, not all of them, but, you know, a few of them, see the angry dad like I used to be. And I used to think that way about my dad, too, for many, many years, until, like I say, the last 10 years of his life, he calmed down considerably. And it was a joy to be around him. Well, only on the phone, because he was four and a half hours from here. But you got to keep trying. She goes on to say that our Heavenly Father has not sent angels from heaven to preach salvation to men. He has opened to us the precious truths of his word and implanted the truth in our hearts that we may give it to those who are in darkness. And that's why I keep sending out those emails and, you know, the website, and of course, the stuff I do on the street when I get a chance and the stuff on the phone. And all. We all do something. We're all doing it, and this is what we should all do. And then she says, if we have indeed tasted of the precious gifts of God and his promises, we are to impart this knowledge to others. You know? Look at Legion. One guy goes into the city, comes, and then when Jesus came back to that region, everybody wanted to talk to Jesus, not because his testimony was, you know, perfect, but not everybody was like Legion. Remember the 10 leopards? How many of the 10 lepers came back to thank Jesus and would have gone forth and proclaimed? One. Just one. She goes on, we are individually to work as though a great responsibility rested upon us. We are to manifest untiring energy and tact and zeal in this work and take the burden, feeling the peril in which our neighbors and friends are placed. We are to work as Christ worked. We are to present the truth as it is in Jesus, that the blood of souls shall not be upon our garments. She's, of course, touching on in regards to what Ezekiel said. If you know someone, whether it's a child of God or just the wicked, like someone that the Lord puts in your life. I'm not saying go up to every guy on the street corner that you know is in sin. No, there's people in your life that are not believers that you can do this with as well. I was just talking about a friend of mine that I used to hang with many years ago that I called recently, and it didn't go well. But we have a great responsibility resting upon us because we have the truth. The parable of the talents is a good explanation of that. But Ezekiel goes into the depth of saying, if you don't warn these people and they fall into the pit, their blood is on your hands. That's why Ephesians 5:11 is so rock solid for today. This is why the Holy War Battles Plan page is on the website. But we had password protected because so many people were using that to say, look, this proves they're nothing but finger pointers. No, we're out there to try to warn the people to stay away from these. Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. We're saying the same thing. They're all saying, stay in the synagogues, just like the Pharisees said. When Jesus came with the truth, don't listen to him, listen to us. And so a lot of people ended up dying Christless lives, or Christless deaths, because they trusted their leaders in the church, just like they do today. And I'm only talking about the SDA church there. You can't count the rest of them, because they're nowhere near walking the way they should. The SDA is at least... Capernaum had some truth at one time, like-minded, you know. So, I mean, you can count the Sunday-keeping churches like you would have counted the pagans of the day in Christ's day, or the people that worshiped the Queen of Heaven in Jeremiah's day. You know, you don't count them as the people unless they step out and become one with you like Ruth did. Because she was from Moab, you know, worshiping Chemosh. It's just a pagan god. It's the spinoff of Dagon is all it is. I mean, Satan has many names he uses. So she goes on to say that we are to manifest untiring energy and tact and zeal in this work and take the burden, feeling the peril in which our neighbors and friends are placed. We are to work as Christ worked. We are to present the truth as it is in Jesus, that the blood of souls shall not be upon our garments. At the same time, we are to feel entire dependence and trust in God, for we know we cannot do anything without His grace and power to help. And this is why I praise His name so much in regards to that, because, you know, I because of my youth, I have issues with memorizing, but for some reason, my long-term memory is photographic. And so I know that I can't study the Word the way other men can do today. I know guys that can just back and forth, without even thinking about it, come up with Bible verses and locations. But yet I've never seen a single solitary apostle, disciple, or any, you know, patriarch or prophet ever mention chapter and verse. I can give you a book and tell you where it's at. It's in that book, just like they did of old. Because back then, you know, everyone, you know, there wasn't the age of convenience all over the place where you couldn't sit down for, you know, it would ruin your entire day today if you had to sit down for 45 minutes to read a book to try to find out what that, you know, prophet just said to you in the Old Testament. Today they want chapter and verse. But John 14:26 is amazing. Sometimes they need the chapter and verse. In other words, they need to see it for themselves in the Bible, and the Lord will tell you exactly where it's at. I mean, it's really uncanny how He does that. So anyway, she finishes by saying, a Paul may plant, an apostle water, but God alone can give the increase. Then we are indeed to go forward to the work, weeping and sowing the precious seeds of truth and trusting in God to give the increase. So let me just copy this here. I'm going to email this to myself. For some reason, it doesn't want to get that last period in. If I could just copy or let me print the page. Let's try that. Oh, that looks like that'll work. Because this covered a lot of bases in regards to some of the things I want to share. And some people just don't like to hear it from the Bible. So maybe I can just hand this out. See, it's printing. Okay. Now let me just change the link from Heavenly Places from last time and just add 7 to it, which will get us to page 338. And although that book said it was 337, and that's a whole different book. All right, now it's time to pray. If you have any prayer requests, please put them in the text chat, and the Lord, of course, will read them, because he's already read them before you even type them. It's one of the amazing things about this Father that we worship. All right, hold on. Let me see if I can't... Okay, now what? What's the problem here? Why isn't it giving me back? Oh, there it goes. See if I can get Great Controversy in here. Oh, yeah. Page 37. This one here does work. I mean, I'll leave it up to you guys, but let me... Okay, let's pray. Let's do that first, and then we'll do the praises and figure out what we're going to do with Great Controversy, so... All right.